Once upon a time, in a small village, there was a happy boy named Tim. Tim had a colourful kite. He loved to fly it in the big blue sky. Tim's kite was red, and it had a long tail that fluttered in the wind. One sunny day, Tim went to the park with his kite. He found a wide open field. Tim started running, and he let his kite soar into the sky. The kite went up, up, and up. Tim was filled with joy as he watched it dance among the fluffy white clouds. As Tim watched his kite, he saw a friendly dog named Max. Max had soft brown fur and a wagging tail. Max loved to play fetch with a ball. Tim and Max became fast friends. Tim said, "Max, let's play together with my kite." Max barked happily in agreement. Tim and Max played with the kite, taking turns running and laughing. While playing, they met a kind old lady named Mrs. Green. She had a beautiful garden full of colorful flowers. Tim and Max helped Mrs. Green plant some new flowers. Tim learned the names of the flowers: roses, tulips, and daisies. After a fun day, the sun began to set. Tim thanked Max and Mrs. Green for their company. He walked back home with his kite, feeling grateful for his new friends and the beautiful flowers in Mrs. Green's garden. Tim's kite, Max's friendship, and Mrs. Green's garden made Tim's day unforgettable. He knew that every day could be an adventure if you had friends to share it with. Once upon a time, in a small village, there lived a curious little girl named Lily. Lily had a big, fluffy cat named Whiskers. Lily loved her cat, and they were the best of friends. One sunny morning, Lily decided to go on an adventure with Whiskers. They packed a small bag with snacks and set off into the forest. The forest was full of tall green trees and colourful flowers. Birds chirped happily, and butterflies fluttered by. Lily and Whiskers walked deeper into the forest. Along the way, they met a friendly squirrel named Sammy. Sammy had a bushy tail and loved to climb trees. Lily and Sammy became fast friends. As they walked together, Lily learned about the different animals and plants in the forest. Sammy taught her about the tall oak trees, the chirping crickets, and the buzzing bees. After a while, they came across a beautiful lake. The water was clear and spark-lead in the sunlight. Lily and Sammy watched as ducks and swans swam gracefully on the lake. Lily learned the names of the animals: ducks, swans, and fish. Lily and her new friends decided to have a picnic by the lake. They shared sandwiches, apples, and cookies. It was a delicious meal, and they all laughed and chatted. As the day went by, the sun began to set. Lily thanked Sammy and Whiskers for their company. They walked back to the village, feeling happy and content. From that day on, Lily, Whiskers, and Sammy had many more adventures together. They explored the forest, visited the lake, and learned about the wonderful world around them. Lily knew that with her friends by her side, every day was an exciting new journey. Once upon a time, in the deep blue waters of the ocean, there lived a young mermaid named Marina. Marina had flowing aquamarine hair, sparkling sea-green eyes, and a melodious voice that could rival the sweetest of ocean melodies. Marina's heart was as boundless as the sea itself, and she yearned to explore the world above the waves. Her constant companions were her friends from the underwater kingdom: Finn, the adventurous dolphin, Coral, the wise sea turtle, and Pearl, the playful seahorse. One bright morning, as Marina and her friends swam near the ocean's surface, they spotted a glimmering object caught in a fishing net. Marina's heart ached for the trapped creature. With Finn's help, they managed to free the creature, a young sailor named Sam. Sam's arrival marked the beginning of a friendship that would change Marina's life forever. Sam regaled her with stories of the world above, of towering ships, sandy beaches, and endless skies. Marina was captivated by the tales of the land, and a new dream was born within her, to explore the world beyond the ocean's depths. With determination and the help of her friends, Marina transformed her fishy tail into strong legs and ventured onto land with Sam. The world above was a dazzling array of colors, sounds, and sensations, unlike anything she had ever experienced. As Marina and Sam journeyed together, they encountered towering forests, majestic mountains, and bustling cities. Marina marveled at the beauty of the land and the warmth of the sun on her skin. But their adventure wasn't without challenges. They faced thunderstorms, navigated through dense jungles, and even helped rescue a lost baby elephant. In their travels, Marina and Sam learned about the importance of protecting the environment and the creatures that inhabited it. They joined efforts to clean up beaches, plant trees, and spread awareness about the beauty and fragility of the natural world. Their journey reached its climax when they discovered a hidden waterfall in the heart of the rainforest. Behind the waterfall, they found a secret cave filled with dazzling gems and treasures. But Marina realized that the true treasure was the bond of friendship she had formed with Sam, and the knowledge that they could make the world a better place. As Marina and Sam returned to the ocean's depths, they brought with them not only stories of their adventures, but also a renewed sense of purpose, to protect the ocean and all its inhabitants. Once upon a time, in a tranquil wetland nestled beneath the golden sun, lived a graceful young flamingo named Felicity. Felicity was a vision of beauty, with rosy feathers, slender legs, and a graceful neck that swayed like a willow in the breeze. Felicity's world was a shimmering oasis, surrounded by fragrant lily pads and towering reeds. Her family, a flock of elegant flamingos, danced through the waters with poise and grace. But Felicity was different from the other flamingo chicks. She had a passion for dance that set her apart. One radiant morning, while practicing her elegant dance moves by the water's edge, Felicity discovered a dazzling, sparkling tiara half buried in the mud. The tiara was adorned with shimmering gems and precious pearls, and it sparkled like the morning sun on the water. Felicity's heart fluttered with excitement. She knew this discovery marked the beginning of an extraordinary adventure. With her loyal friend, a nimble dragonfly named Dash, she embarked on a quest to uncover the secrets of the wetlands and the hidden treasures they held. Their journey led them through a tapestry of breathtaking landscapes, lush swamps, serene ponds, and serene willow groves. Along the way, they made friends with a colorful cast of creatures: Lily, the wise turtle; Rio, the cheerful river otter, and Zara, the melodious songbird. As Felicity and Dash ventured deeper into the wetlands, they encountered challenges that tested their determination and creativity. They helped an injured heron find its way home, built a safe nest for a lost baby duckling, and even organized a grand water ballet for the wetlands' residents. Through every dance and adventure, Felicity's heart grew larger, not just for her family and friends, but for the magnificent world around her. She realized that true beauty wasn't found in the sparkling tiara, but in the bonds of friendship and the wonders of the wetlands. As Felicity and her friends returned to their graceful flock, they brought with them stories of their adventures and a newfound appreciation for the harmony of the wetlands. Together, they vowed to protect their home and the creatures that lived there, ensuring that the wetlands remained a place of elegance and wonder for generations to come. Once upon a time, in a charming cottage nestled atop a serene hill, lived a young boy named Tom. Tom was a cheerful child, with golden hair, sparkling blue eyes, and a perpetual grin that could brighten anyone's day. Tom's world revolved around books. He found solace in the stories that unfolded within their pages, each one offering a new adventure. One fateful day, as he rummaged through the dusty drawers of his cozy cottage, he stumbled upon a peculiar key. This key bore enigmatic symbols etched into its surface. Curiosity sparked within Tom's heart. He couldn't help but wonder what mysteries this key held, what secrets it could unlock. Although he had no inkling of the door it was meant for, Tom felt that this key marked the beginning of an extraordinary journey. With determination in his eyes, Tom embarked on a quest to unravel the key's enigma. Armed with a piece of parchment and his vivid imagination, he meticulously sketched a map. This map led him to believe that a hidden cave lay deep within the heart of the neighboring forest, a place untouched by most. The adventure had only just begun when Tom made the acquaintance of companions who would become inseparable friends. As he wandered through the dense woods one day, he followed the melodious chirping of a bird. To his astonishment, he discovered a talking rabbit. The rabbit expressed a deep desire to join Tom on his adventure, and thus began an unbreakable bond. Venturing further into the forest, Tom and his newfound rabbit friend encountered a talkative squirrel and an owl that seemed to have a touch of magic about her. Each of these enchanting creatures played a crucial role in solving the mystery of the key and partook in countless adventures alongside Tom. As they journeyed on, the bond between these companions grew stronger with each challenge they faced. Together, they climbed towering mountains, crossed vast lakes, and even came to the rescue of a fairy kingdom that had fallen into peril. Through it all, they realized that the true treasure of their quest was the deep and enduring friendship they had formed. The world they explored was filled with wonder and enchantment, and their friendship served as a guiding light through the darkest of times. They discovered that when hearts are open and friends stand together, even the most extraordinary adventures become possible. Once upon a time, in the heart of the African savannah, a playful baby elephant named Ellie took her very first steps. Ellie had big bright eyes, a trunk that wiggled with curiosity, and ears that fluttered like giant fans. Ellie's world was a vast expanse of grasslands, towering baobab trees, and endless blue skies. Her family, a close-knit herd of elephants, watched over her with love and care. But Ellie was different from the other baby elephants. She was born with a sense of adventure that was as big as her heart. One sunny day, while exploring the savannah with her best friend, a mischievous meerkat named Miko, Ellie stumbled upon a hidden cave. Inside the cave, they discovered a treasure chest filled with sparkling gems and colorful beads. Ellie's eyes twinkled with excitement. Ellie's discovery marked the beginning of an extraordinary adventure. With Miko by her side, she embarked on a quest to uncover the secrets of the savannah and the stories hidden within its vast landscapes. Their journey took them through lush forests, across rushing rivers, and up the slopes of towering mountains. Along the way, they made friends with animals of all shapes and sizes. Savvy the wise old lion, Tessa the graceful giraffe, and Kobe the mischievous monkey. As they ventured deeper into the savannah, Ellie and her friends encountered challenges that tested their courage and teamwork. They helped a lost herd of zebras find their way home, rescued a stranded baby rhinoceros, and even outsmarted a cunning crocodile. Through every adventure, Ellie's heart grew larger, not just for her family and friends, but for the beautiful world around her. She realized that true wealth wasn't found in the sparkling gems of the cave, but in the bonds of friendship and the wonders of the savannah. As Ellie and her friends returned home to the herd, they brought with them stories of their adventures and a newfound appreciation for the harmony of the savannah. Together, they vowed to protect their home and the creatures that lived there, ensuring that the African savannah remained a place of beauty and wonder for generations to come. Once upon a time, in a picturesque seaside village, there lived a young girl named Emily. Emily had a heart full of wonder, chestnut hair that shimmered like the ocean at sunset, and eyes that sparkled like the sea on a bright, sunny day. Emily's love for the sea was boundless. She often sat on the shore, gazing at the horizon, imagining the adventures that lay beyond. Her constant companion was a curious seagull named Sandy, who squawked with excitement whenever Emily approached. One fateful day, as Emily and Sandy walked along the shore, they stumbled upon an old treasure map half buried in the sand. The map was weathered, but its markings were clear. A path to a hidden island filled with untold riches. Emily's heart raced with anticipation. She knew this discovery marked the beginning of a grand adventure. With the map in hand, she set off to gather a crew for her journey. Her first mate was a brave and loyal crab named Claw. With his powerful pincers and unwavering determination, Claw was the perfect companion for this seafaring quest. Next, they recruited a wise old dolphin named Finley. Finley, with his deep knowledge of the ocean's currents, would guide them safely through the treacherous waters. As they ventured farther into the village, Emily and her crew met a friendly starfish named Stella. Stella's bright personality and her ability to navigate the ocean floor made her an invaluable addition to the team. With their crew complete, Emily and her friends set sail on a small wooden boat, their eyes fixed on the distant island. Along the way, they encountered playful dolphins, majestic whales, and colorful fish that danced beneath the waves. As the days turned into weeks, the crew faced challenges and overcame obstacles, growing closer with every adventure. They navigated through storms, befriended a wise old sea turtle, and even uncovered a sunken ship filled with ancient treasures. But it wasn't just the riches they found that made their journey extraordinary. It was the friendships they forged, the laughter they shared, and the knowledge they gained about the beauty and mysteries of the sea. With determination, unity, and the spirit of adventure, Emily and her crew finally reached the hidden island. They discovered a treasure more valuable than gold, a paradise untouched by time, filled with vibrant flora and fauna. As they returned home, their hearts were full, knowing that true wealth lay not in material possessions, but in the bonds of friendship and the wonders of the natural world. Once upon a time, in a lush, sun-drenched riverbank, there lived a jovial young hippopotamus named Hank. Hank was a large, friendly fellow, with a round body, a big heart, and a smile that lit up the entire jungle. Hank's world was the sprawling river that flowed through the heart of the jungle. He lived with his family, a merry group of hippos who splashed and played in the water. But Hank was different from the other hippos. He had a knack for misunderstanding things, which often led to comical adventures. One sunny morning, while wallowing in the river mud with his best friend, a clever turtle named Tessa Hank overheard a conversation among the jungle animals. They spoke of a golden banana hidden deep within the jungle, a legendary fruit said to bring boundless joy. Hank's heart filled with excitement, and he decided to embark on a quest to find this magical golden banana. With Tessa by his side as his trusty guide, Hank set off into the heart of the jungle, eager for adventure. Their journey led them through dense forests, across meandering streams, and under the towering canopies of ancient trees. Along the way, they made friends with a variety of jungle creatures: Ollie, the chatty parrot, Raja, the wise old elephant, and Lulu, the nimble monkey. As Hank and Tessa ventured deeper into the jungle, Hank's tendency to misunderstand things led to hilarious misadventures. They accidentally disturbed a sleeping python, mistook fireflies for the fabled glowing orbs of wisdom, and even tried to communicate with a group of chatty toucans. Through every misunderstanding, Hank's heart remained as big as ever. He discovered that the real treasure of the jungle was not the golden banana, but the laughter and friendship they shared along the way. As Hank and Tessa returned to the riverbank, they brought with them stories of their comical adventures and a newfound appreciation for the beauty of the jungle. Together with their friends, they vowed to protect their lush home, ensuring that the jungle remained a place of joy and laughter for generations to come. Once upon a time, in a quaint village nestled amidst rolling hills and a meandering river, lived a young girl named Lily. Lily was a bundle of joy, with golden curls, bright blue eyes, and a smile that could light up even the cloudiest of days. Lily's world revolved around her love for nature. Every morning, she would set out on her adventures, eager to explore the wonders of the world around her. Her trusty companion was a fluffy white rabbit named Cotton, who hopped by her side with every step. One sunny morning, as Lily and Cotton ventured deeper into the woods, they stumbled upon a hidden glade, bathed in dappled sunlight. In the center of this glade stood an ancient oak tree with gnarled branches that seemed to reach for the sky. Lily's heart quickened as she approached the tree, and she noticed something peculiar, a keyhole embedded in the tree's trunk. It was unlike any keyhole she had ever seen, adorned with mysterious symbols. Her curiosity piqued, Lily embarked on a quest to uncover the secrets of this enchanted tree. Armed with a parchment and a sense of wonder, she sketched a map that led her to believe there was a hidden realm beyond the oak's bark, a realm that held untold mysteries. As her journey unfolded, Lily encountered companions who would become her dearest friends. While exploring the forest one day, she heard a soft chirping sound and followed it to discover a talking squirrel named Nutty. Nutty, with his bushy tail and boundless energy, eagerly joined Lily's quest. Further into the forest, they crossed paths with a wise old owl named Luna. Luna possessed a certain air of magic about her and offered her guidance to decipher the ancient symbols on the oak tree. Her wisdom and kindness became invaluable to Lily and her friends. With Nutty's energy, Luna's wisdom, and Cotton's unwavering loyalty, Lily forged ahead into the heart of the enchanted forest. Along their journey, they encountered talking animals, playful sprites, and even a kind-hearted dragon. Each adventure strengthening their friendship as they faced challenges and unlocked the secrets of the enchanted oak tree. Together, they climbed towering peaks, delved into mysterious caverns, and even mended broken bonds. Their bond was unbreakable, and they learned that true magic lay not only in the enchantments of the forest, but also in the connections they formed. Through kindness, unity, and unwavering friendship, they discovered that every day could be an extraordinary adventure. Once upon a time, in a vast and colorful savanna, there lived a regal young gazelle named Clara. Clara was a vision of elegance, with long, slender legs, graceful antlers, and doe-like eyes that sparkled with wisdom. Clara's world was the sweeping savanna, where she lived in harmony with her family, a noble herd of gazelles. But Clara was different from the other gazelles. She possessed a sense of grace and a love for the arts, particularly dance. One enchanting morning, as Clara practiced her graceful dance moves in the golden grass, she overheard a story about a harmony festival taking place in a distant land. The festival celebrated the beauty of the arts and brought together creatures from all corners of the world. Clara's heart filled with excitement, and she decided to journey to the Harmony Festival to showcase her dance. With her loyal friend, a clever meerkat named Max, as her guide, Clara set off on a quest to reach the festival and share her artistry. Their journey led them through the breathtaking savanna, where they made friends with a variety of animals along the way. Ella, the wise elephant, Leo, the playful lion cub, and Bella, the melodious bird. As Clara and Max ventured into unfamiliar lands, Clara's graceful dancing captured the hearts of all they encountered. They danced with fireflies under a starry sky, performed a rain dance to bring life to a parched desert, and even organized a grand dance-off among the festival attendees. Through every dance and performance, Clara's heart swelled with joy, and she realized that the true art of dance was not just in the movements, but in the emotions and connections it evoked. As Clara and Max returned to the savannah, they brought with them stories of their breathtaking journey and a newfound appreciation for the beauty of the arts. Together with their friends, they vowed to celebrate artistry and the bond of friendship in their homeland, ensuring that the savannah remained a place of elegance and harmony for generations to come.